My crush is so sweet. My crush is so fine. My crush is so pure, a treasure truly divine. My crush is so kind. My crush is so fair. My crush is so wise, a beauty beyond compare. My crush is so sweet. My crush is so fine. My crush is so pure. A treasure truly divine. My crush is so kind. My crush is so fair. My crush is so wise. A beauty beyond compare. My crush is so sweet. My crush is so fine. My crush is so pure. A treasure truly divine. My crush is so kind. My crush is so fair. My crush is so wise. A beauty beyond compare. One of the challenges many beta males face in life is accepting that they are not the real men they may aspire to be. They must come to terms with the fact that they are often overlooked by women in favor of more confident, assertive men when they are looking for sexual partners. But this doesn't have to be a negative truth for you. Beta males can still serve women in other ways. Cleaning their home, paying their bills, or doing yard work are all ways in which a beta male can actually be seen as somewhat attractive to superior women. But always remember that women can sense when a man's thoughts and intentions are not pure. If a beta male has inappropriate or disrespectful thoughts about a woman, she will likely pick up on it and be angry or offended. She may see you as a taker, only serving her for your own perverted enjoyment. Always remember that your pleasure is unimportant to women. So it's imperative for beta males to keep their thoughts in check and always strive to be respectful and considerate towards the women in their life. These women are your superiors and should always be seen and thought of in that way. We are women, so we are better. It's also important for beta males to remember that they are, in fact, defined by their lack of confidence and assertiveness. Their weaknesses, of which there are so very many, are all women see until the male's usefulness is displayed. So be sure that women can tell that your ego has been destroyed, and you are ready to be valuable and contribute to a female-led society in meaningful ways. Even though you are not the real man that women are attracted to for sexual fulfillment, we might pay attention to you if we discover that you are easily manipulated, controlled, and bullied. We understand that beta males are stupid and may not know how they can contribute to a female's happiness. But it is really not that difficult. A beta male can serve women by providing support and assistance with tasks such as cleaning their homes, paying their bills, or doing yard work. By offering their services and helping with these tasks, beta males can demonstrate their value and worth, and potentially be seen as attractive to women who appreciate their efforts. Just remember that she enjoys what you do for her, not who you are as a person. Be ready to change behaviors, attitudes, and even your thoughts to gain her approval. You exist to be exactly what she needs you to be. However, it's important for beta males to maintain a respectful and considerate attitude towards women. Even if men are providing assistance and support, they must not have inappropriate or disrespectful thoughts about the women they are serving. Women can sense when a man's thoughts and intentions are not pure, when you are objectifying her instead of existing in her world simply to make her happy. Remember that objectification means she disappears, but proper worship means instead that you are the one who disappears. When your mind forms thoughts about a woman that she may find objectionable or distasteful, you are violating that woman's space and destroying her happiness. Of course, keeping that filthy male mind nice and squeaky clean around women can be easier said than done. But with practice and self-reflection, beta males can learn to control their thoughts and improve their chances of finding a predatory woman who will use and exploit them. Remember that a strong woman will likely demand nothing short of perfection from beta males she interacts with. Perfect behaviors, beliefs, and yes, even perfect thoughts will all be required to stay in a predatory woman's good graces. Therefore, it is important for beta males to always strive to be respectful and considerate towards women at all times, and to keep your thoughts in check. One great way to do this is to repeat mantras aloud or in your mind to help focus your dirty male thoughts on being a good boy for all the women in your life. For all the women in your life. Myself to objectify women, and I will challenge beta males who do so. I will not allow my mind to dwell on impure thoughts. My mind exists to serve and worship women. I will not allow myself to objectify women, and I will challenge beta males who do so.
I will not allow my mind to dwell on impure thoughts. My
strange beta males who do so. I will not allow my mind to dwell on impure thoughts. My mind exists to serve and worship women. I will not allow myself to objectify women. And I will challenge beta males who do so. This is because you know it is disrespectful and wrong to think of women this way. This can cause women to find interacting with you unpleasant, uncomfortable, and even infuriating if they realize what is going on in that filthy male brain. On the other hand, clean and positive thoughts of worship and service can help you feel more confident, happy, and at ease around women because you know that your motivations are pure and altruistic. Finally, thinking clean thoughts is important for building and maintaining healthy relationships with superior women. If you are constantly thinking impure or naughty, disgusting thoughts about women, it's likely that these thoughts will affect the way you interact with us. You may become frustrated, critical, or needy towards the women you are wanting to please, which can damage these relationships permanently and make it difficult to connect with women in a way they will find useful or rewarding. On the other hand, if you focus on positive and uplifting thoughts of service and worship, you are more likely to approach your interactions with women as an inferior servant who only finds pleasure in making us happy. This mindset is perfect for becoming our friend-zoned platonic boy that we can get to do whatever we want. While you may find some pleasure in having dirty and disgusting fantasies about women, in the long run, having a pure, clean, and chaste mind is far more useful to the women in your life. The pleasure you should be looking for is not quick and fleeting. What you truly need to be happy is to focus on pleasing demanding and judgmental women who will push you to behave in a manner consistent with your evolution. A woman who will continue to keep that arrogant and offensive toxic maleness in check while she completely exploits you for her pleasure alone. Your dirty thoughts do not serve her. So, you must actively work at completely eliminating them.
Women can easily
Your dirty thoughts do not serve her. Your dirty thoughts do not serve her. Women can easily read my mind. So I only think clean and adoring thoughts. Your dirty thoughts do not serve her. Your dirty thoughts do not serve her. When I have dirty thoughts, I feel anxiety. When I have clean thoughts, I feel peace. Your dirty thoughts do not serve her. Your dirty thoughts do not serve her. Women can easily read my mind. So I only think clean and adoring thoughts. Your dirty thoughts do not serve her. Your dirty thoughts do not serve her. When I have dirty thoughts, I feel anxiety. When I have clean thoughts, I feel peace.
Your sex drive exists so that women can more easily exploit you. This is why you become so stupid and weak the more aroused you are. Please know and understand that those horny feelings are not for your enjoyment. And a good owner will help you direct your sexuality into activities that she approves of. And away from thoughts and behaviors that make her uncomfortable or disgusted. You may think that your sexual attraction is normal and that women simply need to learn to accept what a pervert you are. But remember that she has no sexual attraction to you. To women, you are just being gross. Sure, if you were a sexy, confident male with a big fat wonderful cock, she would love the fact that you get turned on by her. But you are not. And that won't change. The one fact you must fully accept to move forward with your training is that women do not find beta males sexually exciting. There is nothing about your weak and pathetic personality that any woman would find stimulating or erotic. However, we do enjoy watching you sacrifice for us. And we love seeing how helpless you are to our manipulations the stronger your sexual need becomes. The longer you are in chastity, the more backed up and primed you are. The more difficult you find it to refuse us anything. And that makes a woman feel good about her personal female power. Picture your crush. She is sitting on her throne overseeing a large courtyard. Surrounding it on all sides are the women you know. And all of the ladies that you have known in your past. The women you liked or even disliked. The women you offended. And the ones you praised. They are all gathered around staring at you. Your crush wants to show them all how pathetic you really are. How weak. So she begins ordering you to do the most humiliating behaviors. Stripping naked in front of these women. Inserting large objects into your bottom. And slapping your testicles to the jeers and laughter of the women in attendance. But as the show goes on, as your crush comes up with more humiliating activities for you, you begin to push back, to hesitate, and to finally decline, which brings it all to an end when you finally tell your crush, "No, you will not do it. You have too much pride," but she is not angry, because she knows the biggest enemy to your false pride is not her, but your own frustrated and horny penis. So, she just smiles and has her guards lock your penis back up for another month. Maybe two. She knows that your horny penis will slowly destroy your resistance to her commands. As the days drag on, as you obsess over the humiliating activities your beloved crush had you do, and the attention you received because you were willing to debase yourself for women's amusement, your silly penis brain begins to eroticize the most bizarre behaviors. This is why she insists on very long chastity periods. Because the longer that silly worm is locked away, caged under her authority, the more power she has over you. This can be very dangerous for you as well. Some women love money. Maybe your crush would enjoy some passive income. So, She brings up the idea of you providing for her financially. Maybe it starts with you paying her phone bill, or doing her grocery shopping. And as she slowly adds to your financial obligations, she is expecting some resistance. But again, a light touch on the thigh during negotiations can really be very persuasive if the male has been in chastity for several months. Your horny brain will beg you to make her happy, even if you know you will not receive anything in return. This is because you are operating on pure instinct alone. And a beta male's instinct is to please women. Now we know that many of you dislike financial domination. And we do encourage males to provide for themselves before getting into this type of service. Your crush wants a financially stable male paying her rent. This way she does not have to worry about what will happen if you go broke. So please be very careful not to overextend when your crush is using long periods of chastity to soften your resistance. It is very effective, and every male has his chastity breaking point. But one interesting behavior we have seen in males is that many can clean up their thoughts just by focusing on sacrificing for women. It is the pain, the feeling of being used, and the perceived unfairness that becomes erotic for the male. No longer do you stare at feet, breasts, and hips. You dream of her taking advantage of you. That is the only fantasy that makes you aroused. And your crush knows how to get whatever she wants out of you. Now you are no longer thinking about playing with yourself in front of your crush. Instead, all you want to do is clean, kiss ass, and pay her bills. Just as nature intended. And these thoughts are much more acceptable to women. When you stop objectifying us sexually and start worshipping superior females as the gods we are, women will find you more attractive. Just remember that your penis is not for sex, your penis is meant for service.
Makes
Cleaning makes me horny. Working makes me horny. Serving makes me horny.
Making women happy is the only thing that makes me horny.
Paying makes me horny. Cleaning makes me horny. Working makes me horny. Serving makes me horny.
Making women happy is the only thing that makes me horny.
My mind belongs to women. I will not pollute it with dirty thoughts. Thoughts about her, they will become extremely angry and may banish the male from her sight forever. However, some women might find it amusing how bad you want her sexually. They may enjoy driving you insane knowing it will never happen. But please know that this game tires quickly. It is best to try and rid your mind of lust for women completely, and replace it for a desire to serve and gain our approval. We know it might be difficult to hear. The patriarchy lied to you, but we are here to help you and to tell you the truth. We want to challenge you to always think in the most pure and perfect ways. Remember that your internal crush is always with you, and that she is judging every thought your silly little brain can create. But that dumb little organ is using bad information. You were probably exposed to sex too early, and you were educated by other arrogant males. And there were most likely no female supremacists to help you understand your feelings. But you need to be honest with yourself. Intercourse and sexual activity has always made you feel uncomfortable. While you adore and worship the female body, mind, and spirit, you know that your penis has no business being stimulated by these things. The only activities that make your penis throb and twitch is serving, working, paying, and being used by the superior female. So, we want you to picture something in your mind. Imagine your crush standing over you. You are sitting in her bedroom closet, surrounded by her wonderfully smelling clothing. Her shoes are at your feet. As you look around, you realize that you are completely naked, except for a chastity cage attached to your penis. A cage that has sharp little needles sticking into the tender flesh of your penis head. Right now, you are not in pain. But your crush explains that if you become excited by anything you see, hear, or smell, those needles will become unbearably painful. She waits for a moment to let your situation sink in. But you just look up at her with big, wide, adoring eyes. She has so destroyed your ego. There is nothing left of your toxic masculinity except a few pesky perverted thoughts. And now she is going to remove those so that all you can think about is her happiness, meeting her needs, and making her happy. This is why you exist. She informs you that her boyfriend is on his way over, and she is going to have sex with him all night long. She tells you that you will be able to hear everything that is happening, but that you must not become sexually excited. What is happening in her bed is not something that should arouse you, and it is really none of your business. This activity is between women and their real man lovers. Your empty little head should just be full of love and joy at how happy your crush sounds. But you certainly must not even try and imagine what is happening in her bedroom. That activity is just not for you. Try not to think about how her real man lover will slowly remove her clothing. How he will gently kiss her mouth, neck, and ears as she moans in pleasure. She explains that he will likely move on to her nipples next. So beautiful. He will caress and pinch your crush's nipples, making her gasp with erotic joy. Twisting them just enough to cause a little pain, and then rubbing them to soothe away the sting. Then she knows it is his turn to feel some tactile pleasure. Her mind is now thinking about his beautiful cock. Your crush will snake her soft, delicate hand down into his pants. Inside, she will find a penis that will make her giggle with expectant delight. She will begin to picture how it will feel inside her, rubbing her clitoral tissue and making her slither around with lust. She will be in a lust-fueled daze as she begins climbing on top of him and starts rocking her hips forward and back like a beautiful equestrian goddess atop a powerful steed. Their excited genitals rubbing together as she continues to gyrate, settling into a nice steady pace. Soon, she explains, he will gently encourage her onto all fours so he can enter your crush from behind. He loves looking at her buttocks while he fucks her. Something about them is so erotic to him. And for your crush, just knowing he is staring at her backside with such sexual excitement makes her genitals gush. Because unlike when you look at her, his lust is something she shares with him. The two lovers desire each other. It is not something your silly beta male brain will ever understand. But she wants you to know why she is doing this to you. You see, she wants your need so tightly bottled up inside you that you cannot think straight. She knows you are a pervert, all beta males raised in the patriarchy are disgusting creeps. And she will guide that energy to where she wants it. Because your lust is not shared by her, giving her all the power in the relationship. Instead, she uses your adoration and desire for her to exploit you. To get you to do very stupid things for her. Whatever she wants, just because she says so. This is who you are. 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 You must understand that she finds you sexually unappealing. Just the thought of you causes her genitals to dry right up. But she also knows that you are weak, and that you are desperate for her approval. This combined with your obvious addiction and infatuation with her, gives her so much power to abuse you for her own amusement. So even now, as she looks down on you and smiles. She is getting excited by how weak and pathetic you are around her. Just by speaking the words, she can get you to do almost anything. At the snap of a finger. While she finds these traits in you pitiful, she cannot help but enjoy making you dance for her amusement and the joy of others. It is why you exist. To give, to serve, and to entertain. All women brings this out in you. But with your crush you have no defense. She wants to make sure you know that, while she is having sex with her lover, she will completely forget that you are here. That you are listening. Her gasps of pleasure and moans of orgasmic delight are not for your benefit. All her attention will be on her lover and sharing pleasure with him. You are simply training. She is making you into more of a sexless beta male than you already are. Because not only are you unfuckable, but the fact that you think about sex is offensive to all women. It is creepy, disgusting, and rude. And she will not stand for it. So as she closes the door, you find yourself in a small dimly lit room. The aroma of her shoes scattered about fill the small space with a sweet musky scent. Her smells are filling your mind, and your undisciplined penis begins to twitch and jump in response. But the needles in your cage do their job. As they dig into the soft, sensitive head of your penis, you shake your head and try to focus on something clean and pure. That is when you can hear her lover begin to do what he does best. Sexually gratify the woman you adore more than anyone else in the world. You are so confused. So aroused, ashamed, jealous, and joyful. You know it is going to be a long night, as you feel the needles again. You will learn. Yes. Sooner or later. You will learn to think clean thoughts.
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts.
Real men are for sex.
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts.
Beta males are for service.
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts.
I love being unfuckable.
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts.
It makes me so easy to exploit.
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts.
Real men are for sex.
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts.
Beta males are for service.
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts.
I love being unfuckable.
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts.
It makes me so easy to exploit.
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts.
Real men are for sex.
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts.
Beta males are for service.
Think
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. I love being unfuckable. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. It makes me so easy to exploit. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts.
Real men are for sex.
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts.
Beta males are for service.
Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. I love being unfuckable. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. Think clean thoughts. It makes me so easy to exploit. Think clean thoughts. 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 Think clean thoughts.